Ian Hutchinson with the Rub of the Mind podcast for Mind Lane Golf, along with Richard Zokel. Dick, we've had a quick turnaround here. Rory McIlroy, first win on the PGA Tour since 2016 Tour Championship. I think not to be discounted in that. We'll get into, you know, how he did, but at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. But I think it's what he did before that, and that's meeting with Brad Faxon. You know, obviously one of the great putters on the PGA Tour over the years, and you know, obviously that showed something worked there, something clicked, because Rory was just off the chart as far as his putting stats go at Bay Hill.
Yes, absolutely, Hutch. This past weekend, yesterday, at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, we witnessed, in fact, two players, two of the best players in the world, and one we're speaking of is Rory, have a mental breakthrough that, well, it particularly allowed him to win his tournament. And,
sure.
You know, in the past year, Rory's, it was very evident that he wasn't putting very well, and you're right, he had a visit with Brad Faxon prior to the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and Faxon's lessons, which are always mental, he never gets in there and talks about the putting stroke. He always, it's always a mental thing, it's always learning how to, you know, he talks about, and Rory talked about it. He talked about that he spoke that his mental putting lesson from Faxon was tremendous. And let's talk about that. That's something that is what MindLink is all about. We're about, you know, developing that mental side of the game. And
sure.
So it allows people to gain a proper perspective and optimize their performance.
And really, Dick, how easy is it to get caught up in the mechanics of it all, almost get yourself, you know, turned all around trying to figure out all the mechanics of it, when really, you know, as this shows, I mean, it can actually be, I don't want to say simple, but it's simple in the sense that it's one thing. It's not a variety of things. It's not your backswing. It's not your, you know, how you're hitting the ball. It's not how you're, you know, doing a lot of things as far as putting goes, or your alignment or anything. It's just all about, like you say, kind of taking it easy out there and not worrying about it.
Yes, and it is easier said than done. So in Rory's comments, he talked about how Faxon spoke to him about, you know, freeing things up. Well, you need to ask, what are things? You know, and visualizing the ball moving into the hole.
Right.
And stop being mechanical and getting bogged down in technical thoughts and learning how to flow. So those are things that are kind of like nebulous, and they're kind of, you know, that we have to question what those things are. What things free you up? And what I believe them to be is a certain type of thought, is these expectations or result-oriented thoughts.
Right.
Freeing yourself up from that, and you know, this process that everyone talks about, and it's being less mechanical and less technical and more intuitive, and learning, putting your awareness on the pace, you know, how fast the putt is, because if you're able to, you know, strike the ball with the proper energy that allows it to be have a good speed, then you're going to be able to improve your ability to putt. Now, golf is, and particularly putting, is a very spatial act.
Right.
And what I mean by spatial, it's no different than throwing a ball, using, say, you know, how a quarterback has to throw the ball to lead the receiver while he's running. That takes spatial ability. That's the type of thing that Brad Faxon is teaching, getting more feel into awareness of the speed of the putt. And so it triggered Rory to be able to get that. He got it easily. He putted brilliantly. He had 100 putts over the 4 days, which is quite remarkable.
Right.
And he put the hammer down and blew everyone away. It was very impressive.
Well, you know, you talk about Rory. I mean, it's been such a long time. He didn't win at all in 2017. And the pressure in his mind, not only on the greens, but I would think, you know, everywhere in his game, had to be incredible.
Sure.
I mean, the longer it goes on, the more you're choking down on that grip, aren't you?
Well, you know, what happens is in our minds, you know, when you're in the present moment, you don't have expectations.
Right.
You flow, and Rory's a very natural, intuitive player. We watched him for, you know, the past 10 years come out of junior golf and do so well, but when you're the best player in the world and you're Rory McIlroy,
right.
You know, things change, and they change in your mind. And he has expectations on himself.
Right.
He has a country of Ireland with expectations on him. He has the European Tour. Every fan of his has an expectation, and
right.
it's very difficult to detach emotionally from that. That allows you to get into the present moment. And so we make mistakes and as golfers, and Tiger makes mistakes, and Rory makes mistakes. Everyone
sure.
makes these mental mistakes.
Sure.
When you move into a thought process that includes results, and anxiety goes up and expectations, you're moving away from being in the present moment, and you make it more difficult. And the next thing you know, you're down the rabbit hole and you're in a slump.
Right.
So these are the things that we believe at MindLink are taking to the next level, because we believe the next frontier of performance is literally getting people to access the present moment, and we have the protocol to do so.
Well, you know, I mean, with what Rory said about after his meeting with Brad Faxon, I mean, basically he's a little more relaxed on the greens now. He's not, you know, like I said, choking down on the grip too hard. Reminds me a lot of, and speaking of a player who has an entire country behind him, Mike Weir. You and I talked a couple of weeks ago. I had seen Mike Weir at the opening of the TaylorMade headquarters in Toronto. And what Mike told me was he's a more relaxed, he's happy where he is. He's kind of eased up a lot. And
right.
when I say eased up, I don't want to say he's not as competitive, because I think he is just as competitive as he ever was.
Right.
But, you know, and the reason I bring that up now is, and we're about to talk to him, and you mentioned one of the top players in the world, even though he's not there in the rankings right now, but Tiger Woods. You know, I watched him make one putt. It was from off the, well, just on the edge of the green, right on the fringe. And he mishit that putt. There's no doubt about it. He knew it. Everyone knew it. And yet, he thought it was going to break right. It actually broke left and hit the flag stick, you know, and kind of sat there right on the edge of the hole. And he starts laughing. Now, did you ever think you'd see a day that Tiger was laughing about something like that?
Well, he's no doubt a changed person, and that's what happens. We change, you know, and get down the rabbit hole, and let's go back to Mike Weir's situation.
Right.
You know, once Mike Weir, and I was in the same boat when I won my first PGA Tour event.
Right.
You know, expectations changed. So back to Mike's situation. He's a major champion. He's won world golf championships, and he was at a
right.
time when he was one of the best players in the world.
Sure.
So his expectations changed. He expected to perform like a major champion and win more major championships and PGA Tour events. And when those expectations go up, you change, you create more pressure, you push harder, he became more technical, and you're down the rabbit hole.
Right.
And then it just stimulates that way. I think, you know, Mackenzie Hughes is probably dealing with that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's the same way. Expectations, and we're watching Mike shift out of that, and I think you're bang on. He's more comfortable. He's being more present. And I love the analogy with the situation we watched at the Arnold Palmer when Tiger was on the 16th hole. He's in a
right.
situation where he's one shot back. He's on the 16th hole, and he hit it out of bounds. Then in his interview after, he talked about what kind of mental mistake he made. He was indecisive.
Right.
He had an option to cut the ball into the middle of the fairway, as was his plan, or to bomb it over the top of the trees.
Right.
And what he failed to do was commit to his decision that he made. And, you know, people need to understand that it's fundamentally important to commit to your shot, whatever it is. It doesn't mean you're going to execute the shot,
sure.
but you have to have 100% commitment to it. And Tiger didn't. He made a horrible execution. He hit it out of bounds. And the impressive thing was, after he hit it out of bounds, then he didn't get angry.
Right.
He was present. And he detached emotionally from the result of that ball going out of bounds.
Right.
And I think that's very important. I think that's very critical. And we're watching him shift out of that expectation and move into the present. And I think it's going to be, it's very important for his personal development. I think he's making tremendous headways as we're watching him improve.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, when you talk about expectations, a perfect example is Tiger, you know, on Thursday. He goes 4 under on the front nine. all of a sudden we're hearing that he's now become the favorite to win the Masters in Vegas. And, I mean, that's the type of expectation you're talking about. Very unrealistic for a guy who's, you know, really just, you know, launching his comeback now.
That's, well, you know, we talk about golf insanity, and they revolve around expectations. And I think we're watching make improvements on his expectations and his detachment. What we're also watching in Vegas in the golf world is the insanity of the impact of Tiger Woods.
Right.
It's unbelievable, his impact. The ratings are just crazy. Vegas is crazy, and it's stimulating this craziness for all the fans. It's good for golf because there's going to be more eyeballs
on
golf.
Absolutely.
And you know, and you just got to separate the two. We will accept the fact that the golf fans, when it comes to Tiger, they're getting worse out there, with, particularly with the amount of alcohol they're drinking. And
right.
Golf insanity is going crazy with their fans. But it's really important that golfers, in this case, you know, Tiger Woods, his expectations are drastically improving. So,
right.
You know, two interesting topics. You're right, Hutch.
Yeah, based on what you've seen so far, Dick, I mean, you know, what we just talked about, for one thing, you know, Tiger's state of mind and just the way he's playing overall, I mean, as far as one of the favorites goes, or being high on the list of favorites, I mean, I would say that's legitimate, wouldn't you?
I do, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, but and we're watching him. He's still struggling with his execution, and you know, particularly, and it shows up in his drivers. He's hitting a few couple of balls out of bounds this past week. He's losing a number of. He's having a lot of shot lost events from the tee. His short game is brilliant. It's
right.
Just sharper than it's perhaps ever been. So he's still figuring it out, and I think he's making, you know, we all are watching this unfold, and he's making terrific progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once we get to Augusta, there's going to be a lot less people that can actually compete, because it's Augusta, it's the Masters, and Tiger's going to be that much more refined. But now, look, we've got Phil winning a couple of weeks ago. We got Rory figuring
sure.
out his putting. We got Tiger in the game. We got, you know, Justin and
Jordan
and Jason and Jordan and everybody. So,
yeah.
You know what? This is teeing it up to be perhaps the greatest major championship expectation ever.
Yeah.
The eyeballs on this thing is going to be off the charts.
When we talk about the road to Augusta, I mean, this one's really on fire, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, I can't wait. I don't, you know, the whole industry can't wait, and the fans can't wait. And if
yeah.
Tiger gets in contention, and if Phil gets in contention, we got a couple of these younger guys, including Rory. Boy, it's going to be a fascinating. We're going to have a lot to talk about come post Masters tournament.
Well, let's get ready for it. We'll be in touch, okay, Dick?
Thanks, Hutch. It's always a pleasure. Thank you
too.
So much.